This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'schus Kol Chole Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim, B'tzoro V'shivya. We're up to Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about people who are, in the beginning we were talking about people who are Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba, but now we're talking about exceptions to that. Who are people who are not Chelek L'Olam Haba? And now we're going to go a little bit further into that list. And who not chelik, do not have a chelik l'olam haba? Mishnah Dalet, anshe ir hanidachas, the people who come from or who are belonging to a city that then goes to serve avodah zarah, they become avdei avodah zarah, at least in the most part of the city. They are they lose everything. They all get killed out. They lose everything that belongs to them. It gets burned up in the city, and they get killed by the sword. They are not. They do not have a chelik l'olam haba. Ein lam chelik l'olam haba. They do not have a part in l'olam haba. Shenemar, as it says, Yatzo anashim b'li'al, the people who are without any care or without any responsibility have gone out mikirbecha from amongst you, ayadichu, and they pushed away, meaning they convinced people to din avodah zarah, to serve avodah zarah, as yoshvi iram, the people that are in their city, to serve avodah zarah. So now we learn from this pasuk many different details that are important, or halachas that are very important, that are only to an anshe ir hanidachas. Therefore, ein nerogin, what we realize that from this pasuk, at sheyiyu, they only get killed when at sheyiyu midichel ma'osa ir, because it says vayadichu es yoshvi iram. They convinced these people who were the ones who convinced everyone to start turning to avodah zarah. It says that they convinced the people of their city. So that must be that it is people who belong to that city who did this. So the people who were doing the convincing have to be people from that city. Umei oisa shevet, and also from that shevet. And the Achi Yudach Ruba, until most of the city is actually serving Avodah Zarah, the Achi Yidichu Manoshim, and because it uses the word Yotzu Anoshim Blial, men who were without responsibility, for people, terrible people, the word Blial is given colloquially to mean anybody who's a terrible person. It's the biggest way of saying someone's a bad person in Tanakh. So these people, when they are actually, they have to be men, because the word was used in the pasuk as men. Hadichua noshim uktanim, if they were women or children that were the ones who convinced everyone to serve avodah zarah, oisha hudach miuta oisha hudach oisha hu midichel chutzala, or only it wasn't the majority, it was the minority. It may have been 49% the minority, but it was a minority of the people from that city, or it was even the people who did the convincing were chutzala. They were people that are not citizens or not residents of this city. It does not give the rule of that everyone's considered together in this, and therefore it's like a ir hanidachas. No, it's considered that these are private people who each one of them went ahead and served avodah zarah, and therefore it does not have the halacha of gathering everything to the center of the city, all the belongings of everyone, and burning it. It does not have some of those kind of halachas. Also, you would need that each of the people to prove that they served avodah zarah. You would need edim, that there were people who saw them served avodah zarah, but also that they had asra, that they were warned. Each one of those people were warned that they shouldn't do this. And if you think about it, a city may have hundreds and thousands, and even maybe even tens of thousands, or even hundreds of thousands of residents, citizens, then it may be impossible to have that many court cases, have that many times people coming to Bezdin with Edim and Asra. The one thing that is a greater stringency, that you see that gets worse when it's a private person than when it's many people together, meaning when if it was the majority of the city, a singular person who deans Avodah Zarah, who serves Avodah Zarah, gets punished with skila. And that's the punishment for it. Now, lefikach, not necessarily therefore, but therefore we see with those people, meaning in the cases that we said before, when either it was the person who convinced everyone to serve Avodah Zarah was not a man, it was a woman or a child, or there was people that did the convincing that were from outside of the city, not the residents of the city, or any of the other reasons why it's not considered an irani dachas, and it's considered private people who served Avodah Zarah, mamoinam palait, their possessions that belong to them do not get burned in the center of the city. It still belongs to them. Whoever is there of the people who would inherit them can get to keep the actual possessions. V'amirubin, however, if it was considered a irani dachas, the majority of the city was serving Avodah Zarah, b'sai, if everyone is killed with the sword, lefikach, and in that case, when everybody is killed because they're all people who served Avodah Zarah together as a majority of a city, mamoinam aved, their possessions get lost. They get joined to the center of the city, or to the city square, I should say, and it gets burned there. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.